We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Gimel Beis, and we're starting the top line. We're talking about they were gathering different memories from Rav Asi. Hodu Yasi v'Kamri, Hodu Tnan. That they said the Mishnah, Isha Shaviyah Chatasa. She was a Yoledes. A Yoledes has to bring a Chatas and a Oila. And after Misa, you can't bring a Chatas anymore, because if the Baalim dies, you don't bring a Chatas anymore. But she brought the Chatas. She still chayev the Oila. And then she died, Umeisa, Yeviu Yarshim Oilasa. The halacha in the Mishnah says that the Yarshim are Mechuyev to bring the Oila for the mother. It's only if she was mafrish the money or the behema mechayim, and therefore you have it already, so you chayiv. I have a lawyer for she's a mechayim, so even though she's chayiv to bring a oila, but she wasn't mafrish before she died, her mechasim are not meshubid, are not responsible to bring the oila from her mechasim. So you see, Shmuel holds, Rav Yehuda b'Shem Shmuel, they hold Shibud lav deraisa. There's no lien medaraisa on your nechosim to pay up your responsibilities, your chayvitz. And Rav Asi, Rav Yechanon, even though you're not mafresh mechayim, you still chayv bring oila. Why? Alma kasava shibuda hava deraisa. Because they hold that the shibud of nechosim is deraisa. Your nechosim are like a cosigner, they're an orev for your responsibilities, and therefore, if you can't pay, your nechosim mechayv to pay the shibuda deraisa. Pray to Gemara that the Chayra, Shmuel and Rav Yechon already argued about this in a different place. The Rav Shmuel Darma Tavayu, Milva Apeh, if you have you borrow money, not with a star, ain't a goyva min a yarshim v'loy min a kuchos. You're not goyva, not from yarshim, and not from the kuchos. Why? Because Shibud alav deraisa. Rav Yechon Rav Shlokos Darma Tavayu, Milva Apeh, goyva bein min a yarshim bein min a kuchos. You goyva sai min a yarshim and sai from the kuchos. Now, even though, so it sounds like we're going to hold Shibud deraisa, and therefore you're nechasim mechuyif, even by milva apeh. Now, even though we know that we're going to see soon in the Gemara that from lekuchas you don't collect, why not? Because how are they supposed to know by milva apeh? There's no koil, only by milva star is a koil, and therefore as at the kind of lekuchas you don't collect. So some attack of gairis in this milva apeh goyve min ayarshim v'loy min lekuchas. That's the Taisa Rid is gairis. And Taisa Rosh says it means midaraisa. Midaraisa, you collect from Yerushim Lekuchas. The Rabbanon, we say, you don't take from Lekuchas with Milva Apeh, because how is he supposed to know? But in any case, you see, Machlekes, if Shibud deraisa, Shibud deRabbanon. According to Rav Shmuel, they say Milva Apeh in the Goyver, Midaraisa, Milva Lekuchas. You're going to say, you are Goyver. Now, what happens if you do a star? So Rashi is mashma that by a star it is Shibud deraisa. Look at Rashi, Lav deraisa. Let's see Rashi inside. Lav deraisi. You don't say midaraisa that your nechosim are a orev, mishtavdim din orev, the you milva apel, milva star shavim, then they both be equal. Ella, what is the halacha? Milva star shibda de ksivle, because he wrote in the star, nichsay achroyan lach mishtavdi, milva apel mishtavdi. It says only a star where I wrote my nechosim on mishubid, that's mishubid, but not by milva apel. It sounds like from Rashi, actually, that if you write the shibud in the star, it's taka deraisa de gedin. The Ritva holds that even such a case is only the Rabbanon, even if you write it in the star. But in any case, we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel on one side, Rechon and Shlokes on the other side. If there's din Shibud deraisa or not, Rav and Shmuel Shibud alav deraisa, Rav Yechon and Shlokes also Shibud deraisa. And we have that Machlokes already. So why do you have to say Machlokes by Oila also? By Oila, we have to say Machlokes if you have to be Marfish Machayim. That Shmuel says only Marfish Machayim, but after death you don't have to bring Oila, why Shibud alav deraisa? And Rav Yechon and Shlokes say, no, you have a Shibud to bring the Oila. So why do you need Machlokes twice? So Mar says, Tricha. If you just had the case of Milva Apeh, I would say there, Shmuel says there's no Shibud. Why? Because it's not a Milva Ksuva Taira. But by Oila, which is a Milva Ksuva Taira, in Moidla Rabbi Yechon Rav Shlokosh. Maybe Moidla, that has bigger, has a stronger Shibud because it's Milva Ksuva Taira. What does it mean Milva Ksuva Taira? Tap Taisus explains. Milva Ksuva Taira is something that the Taira tells you how much to pay. It's like Taisus. Pirish, Gun Kabonis, Upedin Aben, Va'arachin, Unizikin, Shloy Hoyu Yoidim, and Yonin, Nesinis Alalu, Mloyish Neschaiva Taira Ferish. You wouldn't know anything about it if not the Taira is Machai of you. Ava mahalva, it comes from borrowing. That's not a shibud medaraisa. It's not a ksuva b'taira. So you would think only by milva, which is not a ksuva b'taira, which is not a thing that the Torah decide how much you have to pay. That is where there's no shibud. But maybe you would agree to Rabbi Yechon by milva ksuva b'taira. V'yashmina baha, if you only said machlekes by oila, you would say baha kam Rabbi Yechon on the milva ksuva b'taira ksuva shtar damya. Ava bahach in moedle shmuel. But you would say maybe here is moedle shmuel. Tricha. From the Lashon, Milva Ksuva Taira Ksuva Shtar Dami, it sounds like Rashi's Shita, that Shtar is always the rice of the Geshibud. But the Mar would say, if you just said by there, you say only Milva Ksuva Taira, but if you, now you have to say the Machlokes by Milva Apeh, teach you that even by Milva Apeh, Shibuda de Araisa, Tzricha. What's halacha l'maisa? Amar Rav Papa, hilchasa milva per goyvim reyarshim ve'ena goyvim l'kuchas. So what's pshat? Because goyvim reyarshim shibu deraisa. You collect from the inheritors because your property is meshubim deraisa. But ve'ena goyvim l'kuchas, you know why? They're less like kala. Really shibu deraisa, but there's no kail, and therefore he was supposed to know about it. So therefore he made a takana for lekach because he didn't know. He didn't know, and therefore there's no, you don't collect from the lekuchas. Tosfos has a kasha because the Gemara Bava Basra says a little bit different. Ayin Tosfos the Masmara Papa and what he explains there. But Kapana, what comes up from our Gemara is that Shibuda is deraisa, and only by lekuchas you make a takana that there is no koil, which is mava peh, you don't collect from lekuchas. So I think Gemara Vaita. We went back to our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that says the koines asma beget misabal. The ishas get yourself back, either a get or either misses abal. So Gemara says like this: Bishlam a get, we understand the chsiv the cost of law sefer krisus. By a get, we understand that she goes free because it's a pasuk. The pasuk says you write a get krisus, the cost of sefer krisus, and she goes to marry someone else. And a misses abal manolon. How do you know that if the husband dies, she's mutter to marry anyone she wants? Maybe she's also forever. So the Gemara Svaru, just Svaru. Who Asra? This husband asked her, but who's Sharsa? Now he's dead, so he's mad to her. Freit the Gemara, but it's not true. Va'arayis, the Asalhu. For example, if someone gets a daughter-in-law, his son marries a lady, that lady is also to him, to the father of the son. Now, even if the son dies and he's not married to her anymore, you're still also on your daughter-in-law. Or the same thing, Eshes Av. You're also an Eshes Av even after the father dies. So you see that even after the person who asked her, made the Isser, dies, it's still not Mutta. V'haray is the Asher Luhu v'loy Shar Luhu. The Haray is where, let's say, the son assered his wife on you by marrying that lady. That lady, that Kalasai, that daughter-in-law, is also even after your son dies. That's the Halacha v'loy Shar Luhu. So you see that just because who asked her, who Sharsa, is not so 100% true. So even now the husband assered, who said if he dies, becomes Mutta. So Gemara is looking for a raya that Misa Sabal, if the husband dies, that she's Mutta. Ella Madama Rachmana Yavama She'en Labana Masura. Since the Torah says Yavama, which means a lady whose husband dies and they don't have children, she's also to the world. Mashma Hayesh Labanim, she had children with Teres. So you see that, and with no Grushin, the Gerishin, her husband dies, see she's with Teres. Zogma, no, it's not a raya. Vadama In Labanim Masura La'amba. If she has no children, then she's also La'amba Vashari Liyavam. She's also La'amba, but Mutta to the Yavam at least. If she has children, maybe she's just everyone. So again, we don't have a raya that if her husband dies, she's mutter. Maybe he even just says it's mutter to the brother. But maybe if she has children, she's just everyone. Ella, bring another raya. With Omar Achmana, Amona al-Kohen Gadol Asura, Smash Mahol al-Kohen Hedit and everyone else is Sharia. Only Amona is only Kohen Gadol, everyone else is mutter. Zogdamar, no, it's not a raya. But Dimla Kohen Gadol Balav, maybe Kohen Gadol is a lav, the lav of marrying Amona, and Lakuli Amona is Issa Asay. Which I say, so Rashi says that I say would be that it says in the pasuk that if you give a get the yotz of ha'isa shachar, master dafkai they get, but nothing else. That would be that I say. Or Taisa says that I say is from a davak beishtoi, dafka beishtoi is mutav le beishes chavera. So upon him, maybe there's a say. Maybe Amona Kohen Gadol is teaching us as a lav. Maybe everyone else is this I say. Zok to Gemara, how would that I say all of a sudden show up? Hayasei maya vidite. Ida hanis, because when they're married, there's an issa ishish, it's a lav, it's a varai, it's a chorus. All of a sudden, when the husband dies, is asei, you ever had such a thing? Mariah has a kash like this. Ida hanis misabal, if the misabal does something, tishu vigam, she mutter. Ida loya hanis misabal, then tukum musa kamaisi, she have the original issa ishish. So if something happens, like what's going on here? Obviously, only Amon is also kind of God, those mashma, that everyone else has no lav. So you're saying, this is Asay? How did that happen? After Misa Baal, all of a sudden, the lav went off and is left with Asay? So Gemara says, no, it's not Shavu Kasha. Kasha is something like that. Alam Aloy, Afikta Misa V'kimna Asay. We find that you could go off Misa and still have Asay. Midav Apsul HaMekdoshim. Which means something that's hektish and it gets a mum, so the halacha is you can redeem it. But there's certain halachas, even after you redeem it, you can't do avoid with it, you can't shear the wool. What you have to do is shecht it and eat it. So midav ha'psulam k'doshim, mekara ispul me'ila, when it's still hektish is me'ila, basir begiz avoida, and it's also begiz avoida, taking off the wool and working with it. Parkinu, you paid it, me'ila less, but it's no me'ila, but begiz avoida is surah, still begiz avoida. So what do you see? You see that it's possible to have something that has very chum de gesurim, and something changes, it's still left with some issa. So here, maybe the misa takes off the issa karis, the issa misa. But he still left Issa Asay. Zach the Gemara, so we don't have a Makar. We don't have a Makar. We tried a Makar from Malkan Gadol, we tried a Makar from Yavama. All, nothing works. We don't have a Makar that Mrs. Abal allows her to get remarried. What's the Makar? Ella Madama Kra, the Pasuk says that like he's in Parish of Shoftim, when someone goes out to war, it says if you with you should go back. Why? If you didn't marry her yet, you just had Eris and you should go back. Why? Pen Yomas Mukama Ish Acharikachena. Maybe you'll die and someone else will marry her. So you see clearly someone else will marry you after you die. Masklav says Rav of Idi, Ema Man Acha Yavam. Maybe means a Yavam. Someone else will take her, maybe it's a Yavam. So maybe it's not right to marry someone else. Omar Vashi Bez Chuvis Vidava. It's not really two chuvas, but it's two chuvas to the shaila of finding a makar for a Mises Abal. Stay chuvas zava. Chada the yavam leikri achar. First of all, ish achar kechena means achar. Doesn't mean yavam. Yavam is not called achar. He's called a yavam. Achar means anyone. So that's a makar that you can marry someone else after a person's husband dies. Va'oid iksiv. It says in the parasha of Machzir Grishas, it says like this, that she was married to someone she got a get. She married someone else. Visneya ish, and says the second husband didn't like her or he died. It says in the pasuk, "Visneya ish achrayin v'kasta lo sefer krisis v'nosam v'yadav v'shilchem v'beisay." Oy ki yomas ish achrayin ashlagach leisha, or he died. So halacha is, now I go back to the first husband. So there's a hekish v'iskash misa legerishin. There's a hekish misa legerishin. Ma gerishin shariyah. There's a gerishin is matter her to marry someone v'gemeres af misa shariyah v'gemeres. It's matter her legamri to marry someone else. So it's a hekish to gerishin. So bottom line, if someone asks you, what's the makar for misa sabal that you'd like to get remarried? There's two makaris. Makar number one is from the pasuk pen yomus b'mecham v'isha acher yikachena. So see clearly, if he dies in the war, someone else let him marry her. The second ray is from the pasuk v'sneish achroin, where is a hekish gerishin to misa. Just like gerishin is mat to her to the world, misa sabal is also mat to her to the world.